I lived in Australia as a baby, and long-distance phone calls were too expensive, so my parents recorded audio cassettes of me learning to talk and sent those back to family in the States. "G'day, y'all," is my soundbite from that era. I was a soundwriter from the start. Then I grew up as a cathedral chorister, later a singer in punk and bluegrass bands. I listened to a lot of talk radio, mostly BBC and NPR, but Howard Stern too. This all would have stayed a hobby if it weren't for one fateful Saturday morning in my second year of graduate school. I was injured by a hit-and-run driver while cycling. My broken neck was terrible, but it was the brain injury that was worst. Physically, I could see when my eye healed, and I could hold a pen or type when my arm healed. But the connection between those actions and the meaning of language had evaporated. In the impact or the coma, I lost the ability to read with my eyes or write with my hands. I lost whole languages I had learned, including the language of music. My health insurance, pre-Affordable Care Act, was tied to my employment as a graduate instructor, so my immediate concern was how to keep working while I figured out my recovery. And what I figured out was that I still had access to language through sound. If my first-year writing students read their papers to me out loud, I could give them oral feedback and I could still teach. So that's what we did. I might have made different decisions had I known then what was ahead. I couldn't get treatment because I could still talk and reason capably. The campus disability office couldn't offer anything without a diagnosis. I couldn't get a diagnosis without insurance approval. My policy didn't cover injuries resultant of a crime. I couldn't get a different policy with pre-existing conditions. There was no help. Eventually, I taught myself to read and write again, though now, more than 10 years later, I don't think I'll ever regain even half the stamina I used to have. But all this time, however burned out my sight reading gets, I have been able to call on sound writing as an access point to language. I manage. My experience prompts me to value sound as access to language for other people, too. I show my dyslexic students how to read with voice synthesis. I get my English language learners to use speech-to-text when they're more comfortable speaking than writing. I try to give my blind students an easier time than I had. Sound writing hasn't helped me teach my deaf students exactly, but they remind me to be always purposeful about when and how I use sound versus visual versus any other media of composition. As a student, a teacher, a writer, a reader, and an editor, sound has been a helpful what about to help me question my assumptions about language. It checks me and supports me in trying to be inclusive and fair and effective. While it may have begun professionally as a workaround, sound has always been a medium of access for me, and I have come to value sound as an important contributor in its own right.